And a very good morning indeed to Matt from Ultra Super Mega. Okay, Matt, how are you going, mate?
I'm good, Dave. How are you this morning?
Well, let's set the scene. There's people in Australia and all other parts of the world. They're now running around. They haven't done any exercise since they've left school, but in some cases they're walking up to 5 kilometres to do something. Matthew, what is this called?
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
As you'd probably know, you've known me for a while, I am a massive fan of video games. Always have been, always will be.
Yep.
I'm nearing 30 and it hasn't gotten out of me yet, so I'm pretty sure it's in me for life at this point. Pokemon Go is by far the most successful launch of a video game I have ever seen. It is insane. This thing has taken the world by absolute storm.
And it hasn't even been launched in some parts of the world, as I understand. It's only just gone in America, but it's absolutely taken off all over the world. It's incredible.
100%. Australia actually got it first, funny
really?
Enough, as well. On Ultra Super Mega, the Facebook page, we actually posted a link up to it, and it was a very popular post, one of our most popular ever, reaching over 20,000 people. It's a geolocation-based game, so you walk around in the real world with your mobile phone, and your GPS location is tracked. And when you walk in range of a Pokemon, it pops up on your phone screen, you tap it and you catch it, and that's more or less it, and you've got to catch them all.
So that's basically, I'm saying, all it is, but it's obviously using current technology to...
There's a bit more to it. Like there's gyms you can battle, and the developers of the game have spoken about implementing more features, especially with how popular it's getting. Like they want to capitalize off everything from this. But they've talked about that their roadmap is like implementing trading between characters and trainer battles as well.
All right, well, you're a fella. I wonder what it's like from a girl's perspective. I'm just going to introduce someone else to the program. So, Matthew, I'd like to introduce you to Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Rebecca, Matthew, would you like to say hello to Rebecca?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, Rebecca, as a girl, are you into this as well?
Oh, I love it.
Why?
Oh, it's just, I don't know, it's the social side of it, I think, for me more so, like going out with friends that I haven't seen in forever and just doing something really exciting and fun.
Okay. And Matthew, coming back to you, I mean, for me, I still haven't got my head around it yet. So you're in the real world. So say someone like me, you have to download an app of some kind, do you?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you download an app. And that then gets you into the game.
More or less, yeah. You press on the game, a Google Maps type overview pops up. Like everyone's seen those GPS devices in their cars,
yeah.
Like the Navmans and stuff like that. It's a lot like that. You see a small avatar that is you standing in the middle of the screen. And as you walk around the real world, your avatar moves on this little GPS map. When you come in range of a Pokemon, your phone will vibrate. It will appear. You tap on it. And then it goes into a screen where you have to throw a little ball at the Pokemon to capture it.
Does the Pokemon retain its name and everything else? Like, do you capture a Pokemon, or how does that work?
Well, you capture it. You can name it whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
You can give them nicknames and stuff, and then you can power it up. You can evolve them. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do with them. But Rebecca's right. It's about that social aspect. Like, I've got a young boy, and, you know, we do leave the house to take him out, but we have not left the house this much in a long time, myself and my partner. We are out all the time. We're walking, and, you know, we're doing things that we wouldn't usually do. And it's interesting in retrospect, because a lot of analysts were saying that mobile phones would be the death of human interaction. They're saying that people are staring too much at their screens. I find it really interesting that an app on a mobile phone has brought cities together like never before. There are massive 1,000-people-strong walks happening in places like Sydney. One of my friends and a part of Ultra Super Mega, Jack, actually filmed a few thousand people going on a Pokemon walk just over the weekend. It was on a current affair and everything. This app is bringing people from all walks of life together, and it's astounding. I've never seen anything like it.
A last comment from you, Rebecca. Is this something you can win? Like, is it a game you can win, or do you just keep on collecting Pokemon characters?
Well, at the end, you become a Pokemon master once you get all the Pokemon.
Yep.
As Matt has already said, you know, you've got the gyms, so you can win in the gyms. And I think at the end, like, because I haven't gotten to the end yet, but I think at the end, do you just start again, Matt?
The makers of the game have stated they're going to be putting more Pokemon in. The next 150 or so Pokemon are set to be entering the game in around about December at this point, or that's the rumour so far anyway.
So to finish it, Matt, is this probably the biggest game change almost since, I don't know, Space Invaders? I mean, it's obviously something completely different.
No, there was another game made by the same people called Ingress that did almost the exact same thing. The only difference is you didn't catch Pokemon.
Well, this was for parents and grandparents, mate. But I would imagine there's some parents and grandparents out there doing it anyway. So yeah.
I'm a parent and I'm playing every day. Every day.